Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the dagger here. I just want y'all to take a trip with me to my mind, you know what I mean? See the shit that I've been thinking about. See if I keep up.
Ain't no telling what can happen when I'm lost in my thoughts. It's too deep and dark, the ghost ain't even too scared to heart. Take a seat and listen while I navigate the abyss. The raisins filling up inside shouldn't even exist. Because I'm always pissed. Take a life and dagger to smile. I see the world as it is, the rest of y'all are denied. Moving full throttle, no breaks, my brain is too hyper. And when I use it for my music, then I'm using it proper, that's why. Damn, the dagger's out of it. I keep it real, no counterfeit. I be staying dumb. So what's the point of hiding it? It seems to be the only thing that keeps me calm, close me down, and makes me say fuck you. Stupid niggas wanna play around, and bitches too without a clue. Talking loud and out of place. It's the weed that took my brain.
No, don't slap her in the face.
By the grace of God, I ain't committed a murder. Nobody's in my corner. Papers getting shorter and shorter. So I trust a nigga, you don't know I did before, but never more. No respect or honor, but you wanna shake my hand, though. I ain't falling for your tricks, I lost too much to slip again. And if you say it's on the side, well, fucking nigga, run it then. You talk a lot, but don't back up the words that you speak. You rather act just like a bitch with all your creepiness, nigga. So when I catch you, when I leave you sneaking, don't act surprised. Admit, you knew you had this coming. See that look in your eyes? Many hurdles, obstacles, and broken glass. You see me stopping. My passion will forever last. Past is past, a lot of pain. My future is open, and I'ma face it standing. Fat blood smoking. I'm just close to insanity. Fuck it, I'm already there. If I act what I'm seeing, then I'm seeing the electric chair. See, I care about my life too much to give it up to you. Giving up, not gonna be, no matter what the fuck you do. Take a seat, don't gotta speak. I don't wanna hear while I'm killing on a deathy beat. I don't even sleep, you can laugh, but it ain't a joke. Just to get a couple hours, gotta drink, gotta smoke. Never dope, that ain't the biz, is it what it really is? When it's time to drop a track, I'm contacting. We need another master mix, streets are sick, they need a stick. If they don't get another hit, to start up the apocalypse. I'm just scared of myself. My life is like a game of poker, playing cards that are dealt. Last year I bet it all.
Damn.
I went all in, lost everything I had. Yup, the house won again. Back to the beginning, different attitude, a way of life. Treat yourself the best, no one else is gonna treat you right. Keep it tight, don't ever fight unless it's unavoidable. Your life may have a price, but my life is unaffordable.
Now, you might not be mad, but I'm mad as fuck, man. Fuck these bitches. Fuck these haters. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't want to sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love. And I love. Pressure haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not.
Yup, now I found the beat, so I'm releasing some steam. I'm killing everything I'm seeing if it ain't on my team.
Yeah.
All these broke, needy, baby, having bitches. Only out for riches. Fucking and sucking. Mouth always open like she at the dentist. That ain't the business, bitch. You ain't got no loyalty.
Nope.
But that's okay, cause Dagger got more bitches than sorority.
Respect my authority.
You didn't hear the consequence. Grab a bitch by her hair. Swing her till her weave rips. Grab a fucking tip till her nip tips turn blue. While she swinging from her ankle saying, you crossed the line, bitch, and wanted to happen. Was already getting over, but your gums kept flapping. So I'ma sew them up, quick shut. Kicking bitches in the gut. Treat them like I'm driving buses. Hit them with an uppercut. Knock her out, wake her up. My hatred is pure. Breaking fingers, toes, nails. Fuck your mania and your pedicure. How much can a bitch endure? Why you have to hurt my heart? I'm keeping you alive as I start cutting off your body parts. Told you not to fucking start. Wipe your blood from off my brow. Thought it was over then? Nah, bitch,
it's over now.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Cause
I love.
Trying
to get what I got. Damn, do I sound mad?
Yeah.
Really, I'm not. Nah, I don't wanna sound mad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love.
Love.
Pressure haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do
I sound bad.
Yeah, really, I'm not.
Young niggas never get it, they just keep sidestepping. They always one step behind me, wanna sloppy my seconds. And if you get it, then it lets me know what type of bitch you really is. So much in common, babies, mamas, daddies, lot of kids. Oh, wait, I get it now. Snip a line and feel the punch. You just a ratchet ghetto, ghetto version of the Brady Bunch. If that's the best you got, you think I'm with it, I'm not. You mad because I get to travel and you stuck on the block? Well, that's your fucking job. You hating on what daddy do. If I rock bottom, well, I'm still higher than you. Bitch, niggas check them once, never give a second look. Too busy in the street, so they be stalking me on Facebook. Shaking niggas more than dice, can't afford to buy like you. Fuck my bitch, she a hoe, not a housewife. You think you gain stripes? Nah, nigga, never that. Keep the best all to myself, you can have the scraps. Moving on, ain't looking back. Petty shit I will ignore, cause I'm like, and you cracked out like a ain't even gotta check the score. In the end, I'm gonna win. Eating real good, you just a starving Ethiopian. You wanna come and get it, cause I finished, but I don't begin. Went to med school and learned a lot from Dr. Vorkian. Everybody's out of line, no one wants to straighten up. I care about my life, but on the mic, I don't give a fuck. Kill him using paper cuts, hang a nigga by his thumbs. Louisville slugging, caved in the lung. I'm having so much fun. Where my pies at? I rip out a nigga's teeth. Drinking on a Similac, stab him in his kneecaps. Fuck how you feeling, and I'll remove the ribs. Slicing up both of your Achilles tendons. I make you beg for death, I make it quick. Then I'll send you straight to hell, where you know they keep the fire hot.
Jack, stop, that's enough, we thought that you were being good.
I tried, but these niggas and these bitches want to keep it. I wish a nigga would, fuck your life, I'm getting cash.
Oh shit, they made Bruce Banner mad.
Jack is on the warpath, nigga, this the battle song for all of those that keep it real and tired of the tag along. People think I rattle on and want to kill the dagger, fine. Do what all the haters do, get a number, get in line.
Get in line, bitch. Fuck the bitches, fuck the haters, you know what I'm saying? Do what you gotta do to get that paper, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This how we get down. 4DB with it, you haters can suck a nigga dick. Bring the hook back.
Nah, I don't want to sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love
fashion
haters, they hot. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not. Nah, I don't want to sound bad.
Why?
Really, I'm not. Cause I love fashion haters, they hot. And I love fashion haters trying to get what I got. Damn, do I sound bad?
Yeah,
really, I'm not.
Oh, shit. What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio. Reality Radio. Fuck you Fridays on this Friday the 13th. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting night. Well, I don't know. Again, y'all going to be rolling for the next couple of hours. I'll get a couple of things on my chest that I can. I don't know if we're going to have a full show. It's going to be meeting with the homies. Well, the homie. And then we're going to play ball. So, I mean, y'all get that little conversation or whatever. Might hear some shit from the court side or whatever before I actually step on the court. But, of course, I can't play and talk to the show at the same time, but at least y'all be with me up until that point. But until we get there, you know what I mean? But shout out to the boss lady, Topaz Deshane, because again, without her, there's no Bang Out Radio. She started it all and then not allowing me to keep things moving, to keep things going for these independent artists and motherfuckers that appreciate Reality Radio. Next, all independent artists. Everybody that's always, like I said, been supporting the show, been keep sending in your music, all right? dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. We're not going to hear any music tonight. But again, I got three more shows, and they all play music besides this one, all right? So I will find a place for it in rotation, rap, hip-hop, R&B, whatever. Doesn't matter as long as it's independent, all right? Fuck with me. Again, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And then again, of course, last but not least, is anybody that takes the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, support me, support these independent artists, support the Beauties of the Week, support anybody that's about their independence and doing something with themselves and keeping it real at all times, all right? Keep spreading word about the show, keep talking about the show, and I think we're – this marks the first full week we've been back. So, again, let everybody know we're back, all right? But a damn, she got to have. Anyway. Oh, man, and if you want to call in tonight, I don't know how good I'll be able to bring in people on the phone lines or whatever, but you can always still try to call in 661-621-7559. I will do the best that I can to bring you in. Remember, press 1 to let me know you want to talk to me. If not, just chill in the queue, all right? And, yeah, I guess that's all the intro. So, I mean, as far as Fuck You Friday goes, I mean, on this Friday the 13th, it's just interesting. I guess they always say, you know, Friday the 13th is a bad luck day or whatever. You know, I don't mind Friday the 13th personally. You know, it's always been because I miss all that twisted shit. You know, you might catch a good ass Jason marathon. You know what I mean? Get to see all those old school Jason Voorhees movies and shit. So that's not that bad. And then, you know, you never know. And I just don't really believe in bad luck. You know what I mean? I've broken a lot of mirrors, walked under a lot of ladders and everything. Maybe that's why my shit's all fucked up now. I don't know. But Friday the 13th is always just another day. I don't know. As far as the movies go, you know, you'll see the new Insidious 2, which looks like a piece of shit to me, in my opinion. The first one wasn't all that good, so I don't assume that the second one's going to be. Ugh, that's nasty.
somebody getting their turn up already, nigga. You know he's bad when somebody's driving the car and then, you know, the passenger has to open the door and throw up out the back of the car real quick. They turned up already. But as far as other people go, as far as Friday the 13th, I mean, I do kind of notice certain things happening. I mean, but I don't want to blame the date. You know what I mean? Majority of the time, people just don't give a fuck and don't care. I think that's what it boils down to. It's first thing this morning, right? It's like 10 in the morning, 9:30, 10 in the morning. I'm out getting me a blunt and shit because, you know, I want to smoke and shit, you know, get my breakfast on and everything. I go to this little smoke shop, and I pull up in there, and then there's a car, basically. I mean, it's a small little smoke shop. If y'all know about these shops, you know, they just have that one little parking lot, one way in, one way out. But it's always full of people, you know what I mean? Because that's the cheap smoke shop. That's where the weed store is upstairs. There's a nail salon in there. It's always crowded, but it's small. So you got to keep moving, or if you're just going to park, you got to pull out the way, you know, shit like that. This bitch, the one that I pull in behind her, she's parking or just pulling over. You know, there's a lot of space where she can move and everything and make sure cars can keep moving. But, you know, she want to be the bitch to stop right in the middle. Now, again, me, like I said, I got a lot of patience for people, especially for stupidity. I don't like stupidity, but I can witness and see stupidity. You know what I mean? As long as it ain't bothering me or stopping me from doing what I got to do, then I'll sit there and watch it all day because it's funny as fuck. But basically what happened was, I guess this is a regular at this place or whatever. Because basically what happened, I'm behind her. Now there's, damn, y'all, what y'all keep fucking? Y'all got the man belt. Oh, they got the crazy dude. Police, sorry, y'all. So I know police was just fucking with this crazy dude on the side. They took his belt and shoes off. They got the man all handcuffed and everything. But anyway, the bitch is sitting there blocking traffic or whatever. Now, again, she must have been a regular because about two cars back, because, again, there's one way in, one way out. So I'm trying to pull in, go get my shit. And there's like three, four cars behind me all in the line, and she done stopped everybody up. Now, one of the other guys in one of the other cars gets out of his car, and then you hear, you know, somebody amping themselves up real quick to go talk to somebody else. I can't believe this fat bitch did it or whatever, right? I hear him as he walks by my car, and he walks up to the girl's car, first taps on the back window like, and then goes up to the side like, come on, can you move this? You're on the traffic. But then those you fat bitch. I mean, what the fuck's wrong with you? Did it at, like, goes low-key off of the bitch, right? Like, I'm like, damn. But, you know, I guess, I'm assuming that this is something that may have happened before or a few times before or whatever. So, I mean, maybe this is a person that's fed up with this. But then he goes along to say, like, and then he's walking away. He says what he has to say, and then he's walking away. And then you hear him say something else along the lines of, that bitch needs to get out and hurry up anyway. I mean, some exercise and do some work, you know, everything like that. Again, this whole time, I ain't seen the bitch. She was sitting in the car the whole time. So, obviously, like I said, he knows who this bitch is, who this car is, and everything like that. So, I don't know if she's fat or anything. But then she get out, and I'm like, damn, yeah, she is fat. You know, like she was a fat bitch. Like, oh, shit. But then she's all like, well, fuck you then, nigga. Like, did she go the fuck off? You know how fat people get and everything like that. Or when niggas call females bitches and shit. It's like bitches call bitch each other every day, all day, every day. But, you know, let a nigga call a bitch, then it's a whole other, you know, it's World War III and shit. They ain't going to go down like that. But as many bitches as she got called, she's like, fuck you. And then you hear this nigga call up. Like I said, it must be an ongoing thing or something that has transpired before. Because then he goes along the lines of, call whoever. Call that nigga, call whoever. Like, she like, for sure, I am going to call somebody. Hold on, stay right there. And he's like, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay right. I'm going to be right here. You know, I work here. So, you know, I ain't going nowhere. Call whoever. This is all at 9:30, 10 in the fucking morning. I'm like, goddamn. Y'all ain't got shit else better to do on this Friday than sit up here and go hard at each other and say, now, a few things, again, keep in mind. It's like, my thing is, bro, you didn't have to be that mad, calling her all kind of bitches, this, that, woo-woo-woo, whatever. I mean, that was really unnecessary in my sense. You know, hey, can you move this? Can you move up a little bit? You know, people trying to get through, I mean. But at the same time, as a nigga, the nigga side of me understood, because it's like, she's done this a lot of times, number one. But then, two, it's like, fat bitch. You see, and then the whole time, it's like, she pulled up, stopped traffic. And then took like 5 minutes to get out of the car to do whatever she had to do. It's not like she just was, you know what I mean? It's not like she was out of the way or anything like that. It's not like It's not like she was inside doing something or whatever. She literally stopped traffic. Ooh, hey, mama, little MILF right there. Okay, not bad. But she stopped traffic and then just continued to sit there and didn't even do what she had to do. And then she's all like, when a dude tell her to hurry up, then it's like, oh, now she got to go in the store and do what she got to do. The whole time she cussing and shit. He cussing at her, whoop, whoop, this, that, or whatever. They going back and forth. You know, I'm going to call whoever, this, that. And I'm like, and I'm just thinking across the board on a few things. It's like, really, what is any of this going to solve? Like, okay, fat bitch, yes, you needed to move or whatever, but the fact that you're about to call people or whatever to get to have somebody come up here and fight for you when technically you're wrong. She was wrong for sitting there blocking traffic and then taking forever to not do shit. You know, everybody was mad in the situation, but he was just a nigga that was able to say something about it. On the other side, it's like, my nigga. Like, I say it all the time, you can't just sit out and cuss out everybody because, again, you don't know who knows who. You don't know what may happen after that, and then it's not worth it. And then you just sat here and told this fat bitch, if she didn't know already and everything, that, you know, yeah, I'll be here. This is where I work. So even if some dude do come up here, you know what I mean? Somebody come up there, you whoop his ass, whoop, or whatever, but then they still know where you work, so then it's not going to stop them from coming back and doing something else to you, maybe try to cause you any other type of harm or something. You know what I mean? So it's just like, that type of shit, to me, just isn't worth it. And when you witness, like I said, it was funny. I was hoping some shit was about to pop off right there. I had my camera ready. Because, you know, I'm always looking for footage and shit. You know, would have something to post up on YouTube. I'm going to have some hits off these motherfuckers if there's about to be a squabble or something like that. But, again, I don't think anything really happened. Or if it did, I mean, I was waiting as long. I wasn't going to stick around for it either. Like I said, I'll stick around for violence or anything like that. Because you never need anything to. No, it's always the motherfuckers that's straight bullets, so the motherfuckers who's not involved, shit, they get caught up in shit. So, it was just interesting. That was just in the morning time. That's how the morning started. So it's like, these are people that start off their day with animosity or just looking for a reason to fuck with somebody and to fuck with your shit. Damn, sorry. Excuse me, moving. But I just didn't understand it, personally. Like I said, it just shows the aggravation that people have. Maybe people are frustrated. You can't be that frustrated, or your time is not that precious. Because, I mean, I know the nigga, if you work up there or whatever, it's like, my nigga, you at work. And if you work in that little shopping center or whatever, you ain't doing too much. But, you know, hustling and whoop-whoop and everything like that. Because it's not like one of the places where you can make multi-million dollars sitting around doing nothing. You know what I mean, my nigga? You doing whatever it is you in there doing. So don't play it like you doing something major, because you're not. So, but, again, like I said, people just ain't got. And then on her side of things, it's like, if anybody come and just start talking shit about me, calling me fat, ooh, this, that, whatever, I'm going to be a little upset, too. Is that the homie? No, that ain't the homie. Can they get away? So, and like I said, it's a catch-22 mixed situation. It just depends on what side of the board you're going to fall on, what side of the thing you're going to be on. So it's just crazy. Oh, man, but y'all got to hold on a second. We do real quick. Got to stop through mom's house. So I ain't gonna tell them what you may hear real quick. Got to grab some shit to go play ball. Damn, and it's still kind of hot. The heat wave coming back. And it's funny because when it's hot, everybody want to complain about how hot it is out here in L.A. But then when it cooled down, it's been cool the last couple of days. Everybody's like, man, it's cold, do whatever. Now the heat's coming back. Everybody's complaining again. It's like, make up your fucking mind. You know, people just don't get it. Like I said, can't be doing all the cussing and everything walking about my mom's house. So, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Just need a basketball, bam. Got the shoes, don't need that. Some water. Water. Playing basketball with some boxing in my system, that'll be interesting. drop some water. All right. Now to make sure my mother doesn't have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And you're paying attention. It's okay. I'm going to go back outside. Wait for my ride, if it is coming. But, and then I don't know what else is going on with America, y'all. I'm like, I keep saying it all the time, but Americans are just getting lazier, for whatever reason. I don't know, but it really doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon. Why? Because look at the food now. Y'all see this shit? Like, which is funny to me in a sense, but I might not be funny to other people, but the burger with the French fries on it that they're selling at Burger King, and now Wiener Schnitzel is the next one to pick it up, talking about, you know, they got fries on a hot dog and shit and whatever else you got. I'm looking at this shit like, number one, I hate how they try to reinvent something and make it seem like it's brand new when it's really not. Like, how long have people been putting French fries on their burgers if they wanted to? You know, but at the same time, it is not, but they're paying for it. It's like, instead of, that's the clincher now, because motherfuckers is like, how do you pay for somebody to give you a burger and put fries on it when you could have did that shit yourself? You know, how much lazier could you possibly be? It perplexes me. It's actually pretty scary because really, hold on, y'all gotta excuse me. I'm walking down the street right now, waiting on my ride. But really, like you can't even put your own. Okay, now it's only $1. Let's just stick with Burger King. Now that little burger, if they're going to put 4 or 5 fries on it, so number one, that's all the fries you want anyway, right? You just want 4 or 5 fries. But then you're going to put them on your burger. What if you want them by yourself? Like, by itself. But on the other side of that, it's like, if you can't... I don't know. Again, it perplexes me. Motherfuckers are getting lazy. Like you said it all the time. It's going to end up like that movie where everybody just ain't going to be able to do shit for themselves. Already the internet's making it so you niggas ain't got to do shit. There's an app for everything so you ain't got to do shit. You know what I mean? And now you don't even got to put your own food together all the way. You know what I mean? We just go cut some corners. So, oh, man, I don't know. Y'all need to do something. Like I said, motherfuckers don't want to do shit. They always want somebody else to do it for them. They can't even put their own French fries on the burger. And it takes 2 seconds. And then again, in the commercials, they make it keep seeming like, this is something brand new. This is something revolutionary. This is something that has never happened. Who thought of it? And then even in the commercial, they got the little girl, like, they stole my idea. Like, it's everybody's idea. Like, it's not even an idea. It's not like it takes rocket science to fucking put your French fries on a burger. It's not rocket science. So it's like, why are they but again, let me stop. Because again, I just don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me. But they're probably going to make a lot of money. Probably a lot of other burger places are going to latch on to it and everything like that. But I don't even, me personally, I don't even like it. I don't like putting my fries on my burger. But I see people do it. You know what I mean? So it's not, again, it's not like it's anything brand new. And they're acting like this is a brand new revolution. But it's just the next step to making Americans lazy motherfuckers. Lazy. Because when you can't put your own French fries on your own burger when you want to, there's something wrong with that. You know what I mean? There's something wrong with that. Is that my nigga right there? Is that him? Nah, that's not him. Oh, good thing I didn't walk up to the car. You know, walking up to the wrong car, get a nigga shot. Oh, fuck. But besides that, y'all, you know, still alive, still breathing. Family still fucking with me. You know, Pop's doing dumb shit, but, you know, he's just being Pop, so can't hold him too much to that shit. It's just, it's with everybody. You know what I mean? It's like those things where you tell me to do something and then I hate people looking over my shoulder. You know, don't tell me to do something and then just watch me do it. Trust me to do it. Let me do it. And then if you have a problem later, then come say something later. Don't just be an overseer. Like, you know what I mean? You might as well have the whipping chain out and start whipping a nigga. So don't do that. And in the world, I don't know. And I said, y'all know how I feel. The world is fucked up. Who else is who's this? Hold on. What are people talking about? I don't know why people do shit until shit is confirmed either. Y'all gotta excuse me because shit's happening as we're talking and as I'm trying to do a show and I'm trying to keep it all contained at once. Like I said, literally right now, standing on the street corner like a common prostitute, waiting for the homie to pull up so we can go on this basketball court and everything. And that's funny too. Playing basketball, this ought to be interesting, y'all. If I stick the show long enough to get out to this basketball court, y'all gonna hear some interesting characters, some interesting people. So that's gonna be truly interesting. You can hear my boy Fry Frizzle. We call him the Wild Man because ain't no telling what may come out of his mouth. What the fuck? And then I'm at the local park right now. You know, you can't play ball at all parks. You know, you can't go to the hood parks and everything like that. I could play right here. But number one, ain't no real game over here. And two, they got the courts all cut off and everything cut off anyway. They doing construction shit like that. It's a den. Oh man. And then why is it? I also hate that too. You just be standing there just minding your business. Like I said, I don't know. And then motherfuckers drive by and then look at you as they drive by. Like just grilling. Like for what? What are you looking at so bad? And it's a dude too. It's like you really shouldn't be looking at me that hard. And nothing about me attracted to you or shouldn't be. I hope not. So that's weird. What else? Digging for my cigarette. Because the homie got an issue with cigarettes now in his car. Like, I try to get my cigarette in real quick. Where is it? Here's cigarette. Here's ciggy. Fuck. Gotta get my nicotine. You gotta quit again. Gotta stop smoking these. I smoke cigarettes, but again, smoking's a bad habit, y'all. I just got problems. There's probably better ways to solve your problems, but this right here is probably the worst way to do it, but I still do it, so, you know, I'm not no role model or anything like that, but that is my public service announcement, you know. Cigarettes are bad. Ooh, somebody smoking some good, though. I smell that shit. You just need to hurry up so I can roll some weed, too. That's what I'm trying to do as well. Can't do that sitting out here on the corner. Can't do it. Oh, shit. What other dumb shit is going on? Dumb shit. A lot of dumb shit is going on. It's hard to put your finger on it. You know, it was interesting. It was interesting how my ex hit me up today. See, I'm breaking the rule. What she told me to do now is basically saying, don't talk about me on your show. You know what I mean? Don't say nothing about me. Don't do this. Don't do that on the show and everything like that. Well, do that. I already fucked that up. But at the same time, it just goes to show, like, I'm going to do and say what I want to and say what I feel is right. You know, I personally don't have nothing to hide. So, again, to basically make a little threat talking about, well, if we're supposed to be whatever, or if you still want to talk to me or have whatever kind of relationship we're still going to have, if anything, then you need to not talk about me on the show or bring up our shit on the show, what we'd be talking about or what goes down. I'm like, again, I don't hide shit. I spent most of my life hiding stuff, lying. You know, I've done enough of that. So if I have something I got to say or something I got to get off my chest, then I'm going to. And then they always say, you know, talk to the person you got an issue with, talk to the person you got a problem with or whatever like that. But it's like one of those situations where I'm not going to do that either because, in my opinion, it's like, what's the point if it's not going to change anything, if it's not going to make anything better, you know? So it's just like, I'll do what I do, you do what you do, and just leave it at that. Seems a lot simpler. You know, I try to keep it as simple as possible. Then also basically saying, like, she knows people, I guess, that listen to the show and everything, like, and shit like that, not it, and don't want them coming back to her talking about, I heard this, I heard that. Well, that's not my problem either. So, I guess it is what it is. Oh, there go my nigga right there. Oh, here we go. Oh. Took me long enough. That's it. What's up, man? Take it long enough. Oh, that's how you feel? You hear all that? You said that key cold? Like, nigga, that look you on? Like, nigga, get old. Oh, shit. Hold on. I think that's what it is. We on here right now, though. What's up, fuck, fool? How you feeling? Been good, chill. I'm about to get up on this call with these niggas. Like, see what it look like. Oh, man. Yeah, but besides that, how do you know smoking things? Still doing that? Yeah. It's another, like I said, my man, that month into it, you a month? One of the tips, like, from the clubs. Like, nigga, like, ah, you got to know month, no smoking weed. But, yeah. But just like, what was it, Cal Williams said it, right? Like, you gotta get that job. Shit. You gotta keep that system clean. That's for me. I got too many problems. I gotta smoke. Call gang, because you was like one of my main, like, niggas I smoke with. Like, let's smoke. Like, I just even more so just, ah, just by myself. You know what it was, though, that fucked you up? The job thing, not that, but then also, once your weed car went down, then you were like, fuck that, too. Because your weed car was so good, you'd be like, oh, come on. I need some money. Are you coming? Yes. No. Oh, man. I don't know what it is. Oh, wow. Wow, it's all the old people I love. Old as fuck. Oh, yeah. Like, man, old as fuck. I can see the future through her glasses from here. Like, damn.
Roll up my weed real quick. I have to ball court.
I mean, you really know what's the difference, though? You really like, what's the difference? Like, oh, did he turn left from over there?
Wow.
There's another old man. Look at this.
Now, old people, man, don't need to be on the road. I mean, ooh.
I mean, because once you get your license, right, you don't have to retake the behind the wheel, right? You just got to take, you don't. I mean, do you know?
I got to figure that out.
Because you just never have to retake the test, like, no matter how bad the eyes get, or you can get all, but just never. You just have to retake the test after a certain point. Like, hold on, let's see if you can still handle the wheel.
You must have not went yesterday. You didn't go ball yesterday? Yeah, I'm like, this nigga done put you there in the road. Like, yes, so I'm traveling through the streets of L.A. Oh, man. See, that's what's wrong right here. This girl right here. Why is she out here like that? She ain't a teenager. To not be out here showing me a drill. Got the little booty, not booty shorts, but got the skinny jeans on and everything. But walking with her mama or grandmama, somebody. Like, just don't be out here like that. With a little headband on, trying to be like, what's that, Willow? Trying to get a Willow style on.
Not good. Like I said, y'all, tonight, today on Fuck You Friday, since it's Friday the 13th or whatever, we just trying to be as casual as possible. So we just ride and never go see us out. We'll try to get out here on these courts. These niggas out here on these courts, it's funny as fuck. Hear some of these niggas' commentary out here. These niggas is fun. But it'd be the same shit. I tell you all the time, man. You don't need to be friends with these cats, right? And they fuck y'all, man. Like, can't stand that shit, man. I'm just about to throw my shit out, man. Like I said, my neck still got that pain. Like, bad bitches. Bad bitches. Mexican. Oh, they shut that shit down. That wasn't that. What was that? Shut down the laundromat. I'm like, that was the laundromat. Like, it's supposed to be the laundromat. Got deal 2 bags of fat burger. Buy one fat deal, get another one fur. It's not free, it's fur. But look, y'all, we don't call it tonight, man. Because like I said, I'm just trying to find shit to talk about or whatever. I'm just going to want to talk shit about people out here. We got to make this run. I got to roll up this weed. I'm fucking up my niggas radio time. So, like I said, on this Fuck You Fridays, we're going to play a cool Call of Collectors. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Hope y'all weekend is good. And make sure y'all tune in this Slap Sundays, all right? Got a lot of new music. Got a lot of sharing going on, so make sure you're there, all right? Run through the lineup. Fuck You Fridays every Friday, 6 to 8. Slap Sundays, 7 to 9. Triple M Show on Monday, 7 to 9. West Coast Wednesday, come out to my co-host, Queen V. Adult Matters and Adult Topics, all right? Make sure you in full effect. Holler at y'all later. I'm out.